This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brennan Creswell
and Taryn Willis
with me and my mates. The cool show for mates with disabilities.
Brendan and I have been mates for many, many years, and it's cool that we can come together and bring you a show focusing on disabilities and helping educate people in the community about different disabilities and what is available, as well as inspiring those of us with disabilities.
Keep on listening to our great show. Hey everybody, this is Brennan Creswell
and Taryn Wallace
with me and my mates. Hope things are going all good for everybody, because things are going pretty good with me. More money spending, but hey, well, that's what happens to us, eh?
Yeah.
Spend too much and then spend more.
So awesome you can hang out with us today. I am coming at you from my home, but it's awesome that we can still be here together. So we thought that today we would have a bit of a throwback and reminisce our school days, plus what it was like for us at Kickstart, which back when we first started the show, we talked to Jude, who
was the lady
coordinates the program.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too sure if she does now, but we kind of thought we would just share with you our experiences going from school to Kickstart.
Yeah. You start, Taryn.
Well, I went from a mainstream school, and I actually went from there to, I didn't go to Kickstart straight away. I actually went to Kickstart about 2 years after I finished school, and it was such an amazing experience, really. And I think my dad had always said to me, you know, your school years will probably be the best years of your life. But I kind of disagreed, because I felt like with Kickstart, that was probably one of the best years of my life, because all of us who attended, we were all on, you know, some of the playing field.
Yeah.
And
I found
I'm so glad that I wasn't probably the nuttiest one there. Like, we actually had a group of mates who, you know, we could actually hang around and, you know, be crazy and stuff like that. So
yeah,
like, that was pretty cool.
Were you there the day that one of them was on the office chair going down the hallway? And
yes.
That was pretty funny. We had two houses joined together by this long corridor type thing, and there was a ramp and a step or two, and
yeah,
he was showing off, so he just went hooning down the hallway and down backwards off the ramp, forgetting about the steps, and it just looked so crack up.
Yep, I remember that.
So if Jude was there, we would have gotten a load of shite.
Oh yeah, I think you posted the video on YouTube, and I don't know if you saw my comment, but I think I said something like, imagine if any of the staff saw this now, like 10 or so years later.
Yeah, that would be funny. Just yeah, randomly totally. You get in contact and go, hey, by the way, now that it's all over, we can't get in trouble, but look what we did.
Yeah, no, I do believe that, you know, they were some of the best times ever. I mean, school for me was okay, but I definitely feel like I didn't really get on with a lot of the kids there as well as I did with, you know, a lot of the guys at Kickstart.
Yeah, I found that
purely
too.
Because I was quite different, if you like.
Yeah, like with me, I went to high school at Homai, or Manurewa High, which was just down the road from there. So I made a lot of good friends there. yeah, it was better than primary school because at primary school I only had a couple of other friends with disabilities, and you know, there was three or four of us and that was it. Whereas Mainery were high, there was kids from all over New Zealand, and you know, all visually impaired or whatever. And we stayed at the hostel at Haumai, which was a blind primary school. And yeah, that was pretty good. It got really annoying because all the rules got really strict, you know. And a couple of them left. So. But it was all good, yeah.
I do remember, I have actually heard many stories of some of the things that went on. You know, I think all throughout, like even from the older generations, I've heard stories of some of the adventures had there, and even...
One I heard that was really funny, which I won't say, got everyone in trouble. And I'm talking like rules had to change, you know, because they got in so much, you know, that they made rules change and then it got worse. So it wasn't too bad before that, but, you know... I don't think I'd want to go up there now, I'll say that.
Was that?
Maybe because all the rules would have gotten stricter and stricter and stricter.
Oh, yeah.
As time goes on, you know. You can't do hardly anything these days.
It is interesting, really, to know what has changed with regards to how things are done in schools, even... from, you know, when we were going to school and just knowing or hearing from parents these days, it's really interesting how things have actually really changed in the last, I'd even say, 15 years.
Okay, guys, time for a break. I want to go back in time. I want to go back in time with you. So we can dance all night. So I can dance all night with you. Cause the world is slowly ending, and the only thing I need is you. I wanna go back in time. I wanna go back in time with you. I wanna go back.
I wanna go.
back, everybody. So, whose turn was it now, Taryn?
Well, I think we've been...
Oh, we've both kind of set out a little bit, eh? But, you know, there were times when school was all good and times when I hated it.
Yeah.
I got bullied big time and that was no fun. Yeah, there were just days I just did not want to be at school.
Was that through high school or through primary school?
Primary school. High school wasn't so bad because there was quite a few people like me.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got bullied a bit, but when you can be in a group, it's not so bad when you've got others around you to hang with.
That's right, yeah.
Whereas at primary school, I didn't really have that so much. I had friends, but it just wasn't the same.
Mm. Yeah, I think I can't say I really had that much in the way of, you know, bullying, as I suppose we would see it. Like, I was bullied, but, and I mean, it was still quite horrendous, but I think in a way, like, because where I went to primary school, there were two students in wheelchairs, I think, and another one that also had some physical issues, maybe wasn't able to walk properly, so they were quite welcoming for me to come in. But I think the fact that I've always seen myself as quite different to everybody else, and just let me say that this is totally okay. There's nothing wrong with being different. There's nothing wrong with being, you know, not part of the crowd. And I think that's where a lot of the bullying, I don't even know if I call it bullying, but where a lot of it would kind of stem from was that I was so different and I was so out there.
Like, I used to so care what other people thought about me back then.
Yeah.
You know, like, big time, it just, like, really offended me, whatever people said that wasn't nice. And then one day it was just like, oh, you know, excuse my language here, if you guys then, you know, I'm my own person, then, you know, just be how I can be, you know.
And I mean, you can only take so much, you know. There comes a point when the last straw breaks the camel's back, and you can only take too much until they push you over the edge. And so I think it is important that if you're going through bullying, and we've spoken about bullying before on the show, but I think it's important to address that if you are going through bullying, doesn't matter if you're at school or even at work. I mean, workplace bullying is just as bad. If you are going through anything like that, it is important to reach out and talk to somebody before it, you know, gets too far.
Yeah, like, I was doing a course after school, when I left school, and the tutor running that, I got sick and she wouldn't let me go home, and my mum complained, and then the next day when I went in there, she started screaming and yelling at me in the car park. And I found that really offensive, eh? You know, because
absolutely,
you know, when you're sick you should go home.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, she got really cranky and mum made a complaint, and then the next day I showed up and had screaming at me in the car park, which wasn't fun. And, you know, a tutor or a teacher should not be like that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, okay, maybe it was hard, but you just got to be so careful what you say and, you know, do to people these days, because the littlest thing can offend people.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, that is the hard thing, having to deal, you know, with people who don't have much of an understanding
of disabilities, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I think programs like TechStart, or even when you went to Manurewa or just Homai, I think that's where I think the comparison comes in, because a lot of those teachers and stuff have been, I don't know if they had been trained to help in that area, or if they were just compassionate enough to actually help, you know, or to even teach in those fields. So I think that's definitely, and I mean, I can understand it from my own schooling experience. And so I think that's another, you know, great, that was another thing that was different from schooling to, you know, going from school to actually going to Kickstart. So,
yeah.
And the staff there were amazing.
Yeah, they were. And a couple of them had cool old school cars.
Yeah. Oh, I remember. Oh, was it Kathy?
Oh yeah, well, one of them had this really cool Volkswagen.
Bright green, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, Volkswagen.
You could always tell when she'd come to work because she'd be rumbling up the driveway.
Yeah. Sometimes some people's cars, you can just tell it's there, mate.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be near the window or whatever to know when someone's coming along.
Yeah.
Don't think the car sounded a bit like that, but, you know, you just get that. Some cars just have that recognisable sound that you just know when it's someone coming. It's like our dog and my brother's dog. When I look after them, they know it's people coming. But, yeah. Okay, guys, time for a song.
Your keys, 'cause whatever you're drinking, it's on me, it's on me. Stand if you want to, stare if you want to, but I got to party, I need me a party. Came here to get you, but I can't wait to grab me a partner.
Welcome back, everybody.
You're listening to me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4. So today we've been talking about schooling, our schooling experience, and moving into Kickstart, which that song you just heard was one of my favourite jams from back then. It was the one that I could actually remember just off the top of my head that I remember just jamming quite a lot back then. And it's amazing how, you know, music can really make you think of certain things. And I think back then we had one of my fondest memories, actually. I think it was when it was in the first term. We were all sitting out on the deck in the flat part, and I had my iPod going through my
Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah, and it was the Hands to Dance song. I don't know if you remember that, but we were all four of us were sitting there going, it was so funny. And for some reason, that has always stuck with me. And I think there was one time we even broke out in the national anthem when we were sitting out there. So, definitely.
Like, funny in groups and that, eh? When a song comes on and someone starts doing a tune to it or starts trying to sing to it, and they just do a real bad job that makes you laugh.
Yeah. Actually, with saying that, it actually reminded me of, do you remember when I think we had a pizza night one night, and we were doing SingStar, and I think it was you and James, and I think James started beatboxing and his score went right the way up. Yeah.
Yes. Back in those days it was quite funny.
Yeah.
Do you still keep in contact with a few of them?
I see a lot, I see a lot of them around on Facebook every now and then, but not really as much as I used to.
Yeah, I keep in contact with one of them.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
and I think it is important to, you know, if you make friends at these kind of things, especially if it's a program like Kickstart or even from school, if you made really good friends, it's always a good thing to, you know, try and keep in contact with your mates. And you know, it's like Brendan and I mean, we can always reminisce on those old times.
Yeah, it's definitely fun.
Yeah,
you look back and you go, oh, we should, you know, be good if that party could happen again, or get this big huge group going. And
yeah, it's quite funny actually, because I'm actually a very sentimental person, and you know, when I meet up with mates and we think about, you know, times going through school or Kickstart or anything else that may have been quite memorable in the past, it's always really interesting seeing what people can remember.
Yes, definitely. Okay, time for us to finish, guys. So thanks for joining us today, and thanks to Life Skills Taranaki for our sponsorship.
Big ups, Life Skills Taranaki.
Yes. Catch you around again next time. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope everyone enjoyed the show, and catch us again next time. And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki, for their support with the show.
Yes, big ups to Life Skills. And if you enjoyed our show, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify.
And you can also check it out on Access Radio Taranaki.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.